ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಪ್ರಶ್ನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5 ಮಂತ್ರ 3. ಸ ಯದ್ಯೇಕಮಾತ್ರಂ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯೀತ ಸತೇನೈವ ಸಂವೇದಿತಸ್ತೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಜಗತ್ಯಾಂ ಅಭಿಸಂಪದ್ಯತೆ ತಮೃತೋ ಮನುಷ್ಯಲೋಕಂ ಉಪನಯಂತೆ ಸತತ್ರ ತಪಸಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯೇಣ ಶ್ರದ್ಧೆಯ ಸಂಪನ್ನೋ ಮಹಿಮಾನಂ ಅನುಭವತಿ. ಥರ್ಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಸೋ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಅಕಾರ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಓಂಕಾರ ಉಪಾಸನ. ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿ ಅಕಾರ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಓಂಕಾರ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ವಿರಾಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಸಹ ಯದಿ ಏಕಮಾತ್ರಂ ಅಕಾರ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾಯೀತ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಸಹ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಸಹ ತೇನೈವ ಸಂವೇದಿತ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೋಕ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ದೇವತಾ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್. ಸೊ ಸಂವೇದಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಡ್. ಸೊ ತನ್ಮಯತ್ವ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂವೇದಿತವ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ದಿ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಒನ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಹೌ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ತನ್ಮಯತ್ವ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂವೇದಿತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ತನ್ಮಯತ್ವ ವಿತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ವಿತ್ ವಿರಾಟ್ ಆರ್ this aparam brahma. In the last class also we saw aparam brahma, param brahma and all those terminologies. So virat or aparam brahma. And the next sentence is evashah, the virat upasaka after following the upasana throughout the life, and let us say he died, and that is to be supplied here. So after death purnam, immediately that upasaka is reborn. He is reborn and as a result of the upasana he will get manushya janma. Because biggest worry is what? When I am born, what will be my shariram? Will it be manushya shariram again or some other animal or plant or insect, whatever it is? It can be even a cockroach in the same house also perhaps. So how do I know? Because lot of sanchita karmas are there. And there a portion of prarabdha is going to fructify. How do I know what it will be? So everybody has got that anxiety. But this upasaka, he doesn't have to have that anxiety at all. He will not get any inferior janma. He will be born as a human being. He cannot get krama mukti. Why? Because he has done only karyam brahma upasana. But he will get human birth. And that too, not ordinary human being, but a highly cultured human being and a spiritually evolved human being at birth. So that is said here. So this the jagatya means jagat here. Jagat means here manushyalokam upanayante. Manushyalokam. Jagat here means the manushyalokam. So jagatyamam, jagat refers to manushyalokam. So the special devata called Rigdevata, Rigveda Devata. The word Rigdevata is used here because in the Omkara Upasana, each letter is associated with a Veda also. This also we mentioned earlier. Akara represents Rigveda, Ukara represents Yajurveda, Makara represents Samaveda. So to indicate that, the Upanishad says, Rigveda Devata tham upanayante. The Rigveda Devatas will take him because after death, there is no free will at all. Even before the death itself, it is very doubtful whether how many are really using or have free will. We are supposed to have free will while alive. After death, the jiva has to be carried by devatas only. They, as a result of this upasana, will bring him back to bhuloka or manushya loka. So, tam richaha rigdevataha manushya lokaha, that is manushya shariram upanayante. He will get a manushya shariram. They will bring. And not only manushya, but in a cultured family also, where Vedas, scriptures, religious faith, all those things are all there. There is a puja room, there are pictures, Ishwara, all that. So the children born there, right from birth, they are exposed to such things. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, tatratam buddhi samyogam labhate purva dehikam yatate chatato bhuyaha samsiddhau kurunandana. 6th chapter. So what happens to this upasaka? Sampannaha, he will be rich in spiritual wealth. Whether material wealth is there or not, but he will be rich in spiritual wealth. Like what? Tapasa, lot of austerities, religious practices, brahmacharyena, brahmacharyam, again, shraddha, faith in the scriptural teaching. Whether modern science gives reasoning or not, I have got lot of faith in the validity of the scriptures. And scriptures' validity is not dependent on science, as if science is superior enough to pass a judgment on the scriptures. Maximum, you may use it to understand the scriptures, not to prove the scriptures. And that requires what? Shraddha in the scriptures. Scriptures are valid. So Shraddhaya, that is very important value. Shraddhaya Sampannaha, endowed with all this inner wealth. And Adhyatmika Sampat Mahimanam Anubhavati. This Upasaka in the next Janma enjoys the benefit due to the glory of this Jnanam. The glory being peace and joy, the inner wealth, it will give peace and joy whether the outer wealth is there or not. He will be a contented person. On the other hand, if the outer wealth is there and the inner wealth is lacking, inside I will be richly miserable. So that's what will happen. There is lot of wealth, but neither peace nor joy are there with me. This inner wealth is real wealth. That is the benefit of Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasana. But still it is anityam. It is not permanent. Then what is the Pradhana Omkara Upasana? So that is given next actually. Let us read the next mantra. Mantra 4. Atayadi dvimatrena manasi sampadyate Sontariksham yajurbihi unniyate somalokam sa somaloke vibhutim anubhuyam punaravartate. Atha yadi dvimatrena. Dvimatram onkara. Here dvimatra indicates dvitiya matra, which is ukara pradhana upasana. So akara pradhana upasana is what we saw earlier in the previous shloka. Now it is dvimatra. So dvitiya matra here is ukara pradhana upasana. Of course, we should note that the upasaka will not chant only the matra, but the entire onkara. But the emphasis is on ukara, because the object of upasana is here what? Is Hiranyagarbha. There it was virat in the previous mantra. Now it is Hiranyagarbha, because Hiranyagarbha is represented by the letter U. Therefore, dvitiya matra pradhanam onkaram, so Hiranyagarbha vishaye onkaram upasita. So we supply the verb here again. So if a person meditates, manasi sampadyate, by constant meditation, he feels the aikyam with Hiranyagarbha. Even before dying, he gets the aikyam at the mental level. So, manasi sampatyade. Here, manas means samashti manaha, the total, Hiranyagarbha. Sampatyade, eki bhavati. Sampatyade means eki bhavati. He becomes one. Here, becoming one is also is what? Tanmayatvam, total identification. Even while alive. Because the mind is saturated with Hiranyagarbha thought. He becomes like Hiranyagarbha. So as a person thinks, so a person becomes. In those days, they used to have dramas. So in the drama, only male members were acting. No females at all. Therefore, the males will also play the roles of females. And some people, perhaps because of their look, they regularly play female roles only perhaps. Thereafter, in their day-to-day behavior also, the way they walk, the way they style themselves, they will become almost like women. This is called Tanmayatvam. Not in the next Janma, after death, in this Janma itself. Because the mind is identifying with that female role all the time, he becomes one in terms of the behavior. Otherwise called Sakshatkara also. So that Tanmayatvam or Sakshatkara is here referred to by Manasi Sampadyate. Hiranyagarbha Sampatti Prapnoti. Having followed, that is what? That is in his Sukshma Shariram, the mind also, you know, the mind. mind is in the Sukshma Shariram. So Hiranyagarbha Devata is always there. And during Maranam also, he would have practiced the same Hiranyagarbha thought, the Upasana. Then what happens? He will go to Swargaloka and he will return. And that is what is it here. Saha, Karya Brahma Upasakaha. Here, Karya Brahma Upasakaha again. So, Antariksham Somalokam Unniyate. He is taken to Swargaloka. The previous loka, it was Manushya Loka. Now, Swargaloka he is taken, or heavenly world, by a special devata here. And that devata is Yajurveda Devata. Previously, it was Rigveda Devata. Now, Yajurveda Devata. So here is the Yajurveda Devata, because Ukara represents Yajurveda. Akara represents, you said, Akara represents Rigveda, Ukara represents Yajurveda. So, Yajurbihi, Devatabihi, Antariksham, Somalokam, Unniyate, Swargalokam. And Saha, Somaloke, Vibhutim Anubhuya. Vibhutim Anubhuya. Vibhuti means the glories. The glories and all other facilities are benefits of heavenly world. Anubhuya, he will enjoy thoroughly all of them. But what is the problem? Tetam buktvam swargalokam vishalam kshine punyem martyalokam vishanti. After the punya is exhausted, again punaravartate, comes back. But since Hiranyagarbha is Virat is also anityam, Hiranyagarbha also is anityam, both being products. Between these two, Hiranyagarbha is one notch superior to Virat. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha represents Samashti Sukshma Shariram and Virat represents Samashti Stula Shariram. So Sukshma is always superior to Stula Shariram and it is the cause of the Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram. So from the Sukshma Prapancha alone, the Stula Prapancha is born. That we have seen earlier, Tatubodha. So from the Sukshma Bhutani, the Stula Bhutas come. Therefore, between these two, Hiranyagarbha is superior. Therefore, the Upasaka gets Swargaloka. So, Swargal, and then he has to return also anyway. So, up to this, he is talking about the limitations. Hereafter alone, the Upanishad introduces the main Upasana, namely Parabrahma Upasana. So, both the Hiranyagarbha Upasana and Virat Upasana both refer to Aparambrahma. Now we are going to the Parabrahma Upasana, which includes the other two also. Mantra 5. Yaha punaretam trimatrenam omityetena evaksharenam parampurusham abhidhyayita satejasi suryesam pannaha yata pado daraha tvachavi nirmuchyate evam havai sapapmana vinirmuktaha saha samabihi unniyate brahmalokam saha etasmat jivaganat parat param purishayam purushamikshate tadetau shloko bhavataha. So this is the main mantra of the fifth chapter. The previous mantras are said for avoiding the other upasanas. This mantra alone instructs one to do the samashti upasana. Therefore, yaha purushaha, on the other hand, that upasaka, paramapurusham abhidhyayita. Here, paramapurushaha, that means parambrahma or karanam brahma. So, antaryami or ishvara, we have already seen all those terms earlier. Antaryami, karanam brahma, parambrahma, ishvara. So, which always includes the other two also, Hiranyagarbha and Virat also. So, suppose a person, suppose he meditates upon the parambrahma, who includes Aparambrahma also, and he is not focusing on only the one matra, because other two are also included, so he is using the entire Omkara as a whole. Not that he is focusing on Ma only. So Akara Ukara was done earlier, focusing on those two letters, Omkara Upasana was done earlier, Anitya Upasana. Now he is not focusing on Makara, he is using the entire Omkara as a whole. Ma includes the other two because Karanam Brahma includes the other two also naturally. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Omityetenaiva Aksharena. With the help of the whole Omkara, not Akara Pradana or Ukara Pradana, but through the whole Omkara, that is why Omiti Iti Etena Eva Aksharena. That indicates all letters are equally important. Therefore, the meditator also is Ishvara. Not only Ishvara, but Ishvara encompassing the other two also, Hiranyagarbha and Virat. So, Abhidhya Yita. Suppose he meditates on such Ishvara, Saha, Tejasi, Surya Sampannaha. Here, Surya Tejas, that represents Purna Ishvaraha. So, because in Vedic tradition, Ishvara is invoked in Surya Mandala, especially in daily Sandhyavandana Karma, Dhyayaha, Sada, Savitra Mandala, Madhyavarti, Narayana, Sarajisasana, Sannivishtaha, all those mantras we recite. So, in Surya Mandalam, the total Ishvara, including Hiranyagarbha, Virat, they are all invoked. Therefore, here Surya Tejasi, that means in the total Ishvaraha, Sampannaha, becomes mentally one. So, even when alive, oneness is experienced in mind for this Upasaka because he regularly invokes Ishvara. Whatever thought repeatedly goes in the mind gets saturated with that thought. Therefore, Surya Sampannaha Ishvarena Yeki Bhutaha Bhavati, which is called Ishvara Sakshatkara in Upasana language. And this person is ready for what? Now, Krama Mukti. The other two are not, whereas this person is ready for Krama Mukti. But he will not get Mukti now, because he doesn't have Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. We have to be careful. Still he is in the Saguna field only. He doesn't have Nirguna Brahma Jnanam yet. He has got only the first three matras. All the three represents Saguna Ishvara only. Nirguna Brahma is not represented by any of these three, A, U and Ma. So this Upasaka has not come to the fourth matra representing the Nirguna Brahma, Turiyam. Therefore, he is still an Upasaka only and he doesn't come under Jnani category. Therefore, for attaining Krama Mukti, for that attaining Krama Mukti itself, one requires lot of Punyam and he has to get rid of lot of Papam also. Otherwise, all the papam will become obstacles. And the Upanishad says, by the strength of the upasaka gets out of all the obstacles in the form of papam. And for that, an example is given here in this shloka. Just as a snake, how does it drop its skin? The way it drops its skin, when the next layer of skin is formed, when it is ready, the snake knows it. So what it will do? It will fix that outer skin somewhere and nicely glide out of that. Similarly, the Upasaka gets out of the outer skin, which is in the form of different types of Pratibandha or Papani or obstacles. Therefore, Yatha Padodaraha. Padodaraha means snake. Why it is called Padodaraha? Snake doesn't have legs for moving. And so what are its legs? It uses its udaraha, its belly itself, for its motion. Therefore, the udaraha itself, it is padaha. Such a reptile is called padodaraha. So, udaraha eva, pado, yes, yes, saha. It's a belly-footed animal, a creature. Okay, therefore, padodaraha. So, snake, tvak vinirmuchyate. How that, tvak means its skin. How it gets freed from the outer skin effortlessly, very smoothly, and it moves onwards. Similarly, this Upasaka also drops with this body itself. This body represents all the papas which have been accompanying, that he drops here, and along with the body, all the papas also go away. So, evam havai saha, saha, that Upasakaha, papmana vinirmuktaha bhavati. He will be free from all papas, all sins which obstruct Krama Mukti. Not that he becomes completely free yet. Complete freedom from all karmas is possible when? Only through Jnanam. So most of the papam he has eliminated. Then what will happen to him? He will go to Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, guided by another Devata. And what is the Devata now? The previous two are Rigveda Devata and Yajurveda Devata. Now it is Samaveda Devata. So Samadevata, it will guide him. So it is said here, Saha Samabihi, Samaveda Devata Bihim, Brahmalokam Unniyate. So he goes to the heaven, the seventh heaven, called Brahmaloka or Satyaloka Unniyate, lifted. He is taken to. And there what he has to do? Again, he has to attend Vedanta classes there. Remember, he can never get out of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, even if he is in Brahmaloka. But the teacher is supposed to be much, much better to work, superlative teacher, because Brahmaji himself is the original one. And he has got so many mukhas. He has got Chaturmukha Brahma, four mukhas. So he can continuously teach, changing the mouth. He won't get tired at all. If this mouth is tired, other mouth he can speak. He can go on teaching, teaching. Only this person should have enough tenacity to learn. So student also will get, he will not get tired. Because Brahmaloka, everything is wonderful. No thirst, no hunger, no tiredness. Therefore, Saham. So, Paratparam Purishayam. Purusham Ikshate. Purusham means Nirgunam Brahma here, Purusham. And where is the Nirgunam Brahma residing? Purishayam is available here, right here. That Nirgunam Brahma is available in one's own heart. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam. We have already seen that. So Sakshi Chaitanyam, Purishayam, Purusham Ikshate. Which is a what? Jiva Ganate Paratparam. Paratparam means superior to even Hiranyagarbha. Because Hiranyagarbha is what? Is Karya Brahma only, Anityam Brahma. Whereas this one is Nityam Brahma. Therefore, Jiva Ganam is Hiranyagarbha. Paraha means superior. So this Upasaka realizes the Nirgunam Brahma, which is superior to Hiranyagarbha, which is only Karyam Brahma. So Paratparam and the second para too, there are two paras are there. So Nirgunam Brahma is superior to Hiranyagarbha and Hiranyagarbha is superior to Virat. So there are two superiors. Such Nirgunam Brahma he realizes as what? As Aham Brahma Asmi. Through what? Through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So the only advantage in Brahmaloka is what? Here the process of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam is very long. Each student attending so many years of classes, long time. And thereafter also what? Some are not that confident. Are you free? If we ask him, I don't want to answer that question, they say. So that conviction does not seem to come at all here. But in Brahmaloka, the whole process is in a jiffy, quickly gone, all over, very fast. But for that, you have to go to Brahmaloka. Therefore, Purishayam, Purishayam, Purusham Ikshate. He gains the Nirgunam Brahma Abheda Jnanam, otherwise called Kramamukti. Once he gains Jnanam, he enjoys liberation in Brahmaloka itself. And afterwards, at the time of Pralayam, along with Brahmaji, he attains Videha Mukti also. This is the Krama Mukti Phalam. Now the Upanishad quotes two supportive mantras from Rigveda. Because this is what, which Upanishad? This is from Atharvana Veda. It is quoting two Rigveda mantras. Next. So Yetau Shlokau, so Rigveda Mantra Bhavataha. What are those shlokas? We will read in the next mantra. Mantra 6.
Tisro matra mrityumatya prayuktaha anyonyasakta anavipryuktaha kriyasu bahyabhyantaram adhyamasu samyak prayuktasu nakampate jnaha.
So Rigmantra quotation 1. So Tisraha matra, the three matras of Omkara that should be always used jointly. Also, do not separate the three devatas also. Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Ishwara or Antaryami. We should not separate. So, separating them will be limiting them. Therefore, Tishraha, Matraha, Mrityumatyaha. They are finite in themselves. And if they represent only any one of the three, then the devatas also will be finite. And therefore, what should you do? You take Omkara as a whole and meditate on all these three put together. So, mrityumatyaha, tisraha, matraha. Anyonyasaktaha, prayuktaha. When they are employed by joining them, anyonyasaktaha. That is why we don't say a, u, ma separately. How do you pronounce? A and u are joined together. A plus u according to Sanskrit grammar is o. So, you cannot pronounce om. So, you have to pronounce it as om. And anavipra yuktaha, properly used to represent Virat, Hiranya Garbha and Antaryami, the way you chant even. So Viprayuktaha, that means properly used. To represent Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami, Viprayuktaha. And here the language, the Sanskrit language is very peculiar. The word Viprayuktaha, that means properly used, but the Upanishad wants to emphasize that. So what it does? It uses two negatives. So, A na Viprayuktaha is one negative. A is one negative. Na is another negative. So when two negatives are used, it is meant for reinforcement. So the final word is what? Viprayuktaha, only emphasized, properly employed. Where? Kriyamasu. Kriya means dhyana kriya. You employ omkara in the field of meditation, dhyana kriya. So kriya, dhyana kriya, yoga kriya, or upasana kriya, whatever you want to use it. So use omkara for upasana properly, invoking all the three, avu and ma. And the meditation is used in plural number, kriyamasu, indicating what? Not one time meditation, you won't get any benefit just by doing once. Upasana always requires repetition, whether you want to get japa palam or dhyana palam or any palam, even exercise palam perhaps. How many days I should exercise? One has to be exercising every day. Therefore, if you want to get the benefit of walking, we have to walk and walk and walk. It has to be almost a lifelong fact. Therefore, any abhyasa involves repetition. Upasana is also an abhyasa. It has to be repeated. Therefore, plural number. And with reference to what? Bahya, Abhyantara, Madhyamasu. These three words represent Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami. Virat is the outer one, Bahyaha, because it is the final product. Hiranyagarbha is the middle one, Madhyamaha. And Antara, Antara represents Antaryami. Therefore, Virat is Bahya or Stula, is outer. Sukshma is middle. Karana is the innermost. When we go to sleep also, our withdrawal also is gradual. First the outer one you withdraw. Then the middle one, that is Sukshma. Then you go to Karana plane, gradual withdrawal, Sushupti. Therefore, they are called Bahya, Abhyantara, Madhyamasu. A mysterious expression. Without Shankaracharya's interpretation, we won't be knowing anything at all. Because simple translation is outer, middle and inner. So we may think it is maybe a coat, shirt and t-shirt perhaps, as Swamiji says. Therefore, all these Upanishads are mystic Upanishads. We cannot understand without traditional commentary. And Samyak Prayuktasu, when a person employs properly the Omkara, what then happens to him? That you have to supply, he will go to Brahmaloka after death. And he will become a jnani there. And a jnani referred to here is what? Jnaha. Jnaha means jnani bhavati. Saha upasakaha jnaha bhavati, jnani bhavati. Of what? The fourth matra, namely the turiyam, the silence, which we mentioned earlier. Akara, ukara, makara, and turiyam is the silence. Okay, so what? Na kampate. He is not shaken by any karma. Karma in life, it brings all types of experiences to a person. And unpredictable experiences also. And some of them are mild disturbances, some are very serious, some are very shocking also. Prarabdha brings all kinds of things. Guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate. The advantage of jnanam is what? It is the greatest shock absorber ever invented. In the local shock, you can get shock absorber for your car and other things perhaps. For mind, what is a shock absorber? Family members, regularly they make you only shock only. Greatest shock absorber is jnanam. If you get from most unexpected quarters, the most unexpected reply also, if you have to quietly reveal and move on, one requires jnanam, shock absorber. Who says? Upanishad says. Na kampate. Kampa means shaking. When the mind shakes too much, even the body is shaken. Physically also we experience those situations. In fact, from this alone, Lord Krishna has borrowed Guruna api dukkhena na vichalyate in the Gita. So this is Rig Mantra quotation 1. We said two quotations are going to be given. This is quotation 1. Now the second quotation is given in the next mantra. We will read mantra 7. Rigbiretam yajurbirantariksham samabhiryat tat kavayo vedayante தமோங்காரேண ஏவாயதேன அன்வேதி வித்வான் எத்தச்சாந்தம் அஜரம் அமிர்தம் அபயம் பரஞ்சேதி.
So in this concluding mantra, the Rig Mantra quotation consolidates all the four results possible through Omkara Upasana. How it is a versatile mantra which can give all four results together. Namely, Manushya Loka Prapti, Swarga Loka Prapti, Brahma Loka Prapti and Moksha Prapti. All the four are possible through Omkara Upasana. So Rigbihi ஏதம் பிராப்னோதி. ஸோ பை ஓங்கார பிரதான ஓங்கார அகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனா ஏதம் லோகம் பிராப்னோதி. ஒன் அட்டைன்ஸ் மனுஷ்யலோகா. ஏதம் லோகம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். தென் வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் பலம்? உபாசகா யஜுர்பிஹி அந்தரிக்ஷம் லோகம் பிராப்னோதி. த்ரூ யஜுர்தேவதா தட்ஸ் உபாசகா கோஸ் டு அந்தரிக்ஷ லோகா ஆர் ஸ்வர்கலோகா. The Upanishad does not say Ukara Pradana Omkara Upasana and all. We have to supply all that. Then when a person does Purna Omkara Upasana instead of Makara Omkara Upasana, Samabihi Yat Tat Prapnoti. Guided by Samaveda Devata, he goes to that loka. That again refers to Brahma loka. So Yetam, Manushya Loka, Antariksham Swarga Loka, Tat Brahma Loka. That's what they refer to. So only uses the pronoun. We have to understand what pronoun refers to, so that is where we need commentaries. So pronoun in this context refers to Brahma Loka. What is that Brahma Loka? Yet Kavayaha Vedayante, which Brahma Loka the Vedic sages, they always talk about. Vedic sages, Purna Omkara Upasakaha Kavayaha. So Vedic sages, those people, Vedayante, they know and they talk about it all the time. And why do we give emphasis to Brahma Loka? Because that is going to be the place for Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti Prapti, if one needs, one has to go to Brahma Loka. Because in Brahma Loka, Jnanam is possible. And not in Swarga Loka. Therefore, Kavayaha Vedayante. Tad Brahma Bhuvanam Prapnoti. Not only that, these are the three palams, but he, by merely going to Brahma Loka, Krama Mukti is not possible also. One has to be careful. In Brahma Loka, what one should do? Very important. One should gain Jnanam. If a person doesn't become a Jnani from Brahma Loka also, he has to return back. That is what Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma Bhuvanan Lokan Punaravartin Arjuna. Going to Brahma Loka also does not guarantee Moksha, Krama Mukti. Therefore, it is said here, Tham ஓங்காரேனைவ ஆயத்தனேன வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரா இட் செல்ஃப் வித்வான் அன்வேதி. ஃபஸ்ட் வி ஹவ் டு சே எ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் அ ஜானி அண்ட் டு பிகம் அ ஜானி ஓங்காரா மஸ்ட் பி யூஸ் ஃபார் என்கொயரி. ஸோ ஓங்கார உபாசனா இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட், ஓங்கார விசாரா இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். ஓங்கார உபாசனா வில் டேக் டு டிஃப்ரெண்ட் லோகாஸ், பட் ஹேவிங் கான் டு பிரம்ம லோகா ஆல்சோ ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு டூ ஓங்கார விசாரா என்கொயரி. Vidwan Bhavati, he becomes a Jnani. And having become a Jnani in Brahma Loka, taught by whom? By Brahmaji himself, Saha Anveti. He attains Param Brahma. Again, attains within quotes, we should be careful. He discovers, I am Param Brahma. And what type of Brahma? The description of Brahman here. Yatu Shantam, which is absolutely tranquil, undisturbed by any event that happens anywhere. So Shantam. Then Ajaram, very important, not subject to old age at all. Jara, which is most frightening thing for everybody. Between Jara and Maranam we may not mind very much because it is over anyway. Therefore, it is over in 1 second, Maranam gone. But Jara, that alone is lingering death because I don't want to describe it. Okay, therefore, Jara is very big problem of Anatma. This the Jnani understands. This Jnani he identifies with Brahman, which is Ajaram. Then Amritam, free from death also, the immortal one, which is Param, absolute reality, Param Brahma, that this person attains. This is the fourth result. So, three lokas plus moksha. These are the four results possible. Therefore, may you practice Omkara Upasana. Of course, Omkara Vichara is better. If you are not able to do it, at least may you practice Omkara Upasana. and Omkara Vichara is not done in Prasnopanishad, then we get it in another Upanishad belonging to Atharvana Veda, namely Mandukya Upanishad, which we are going to see next after this is done. So with this, the fifth chapter of Prasnopanishad also is over. Now we have one more chapter left, that is the sixth chapter and the final chapter of Prasnopanishad, which is the most important chapter because here alone the entire Vedantic teaching is given in a nutshell, capsule form. Only 8 mantras are there, but within that the Upanishad gives the entire teaching. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. That is fully presented here. Therefore, it's an important chapter of Prasnopanishad. Now let us enter that chapter. Chapter 6, Mantra 1. Atahainam Sukesha Bharadvaja Papracham Bhagavan Hiranyanabha Kaushalyo Rajaputro Rajaputro Mamupetyam Yetam Prashnam Aprachatam Shodashakalam Bharadvaja Purusham Vetham Tamaham Kumaram Abruvam Nahamimam Vedam Yadyaham Imam Avedisham Katam Te Navakshamiti Samulova Yesha Parishushyati Yonritam Abhivadati Tasmatna Arhami Anritam Vaktum Satushnim Ratamaruhya Pravavrajam Tam Tva Prichami Kvasau Purusha Iti. Long mantra with some story also in that. Ataha, after the fifth student, Satyakama, we have to remember who asked the previous chapter. Satyakama, he withdrew. He asked the question, got the answer, and he withdrew. Now comes the sixth and the final student. Because the group has only 6 students, his name is Sukesha Bharadvajaha. That is his name. The name is Bharadvaja, Bharadvaja Gotrotpannaha, belongs to Bharadvaja Gotra. And he has also got another name, Sukeshaha. Sukeshaha means a person with beautiful hair. So Bharadvaja Rishi, Yenam Papracha, asked Pipalada Rishi. So Pipalada is the teacher, he asked Pipalada. And before asking the question, he is giving an anecdote or an experience he had before in the form of a story. So he addresses Pipalada Rishi, O Bhagavan, O Lord, Hiranyagarbha Kausalya Rajaputraha. So there was a prince by name Hiranyagarbha or Kausalya, not Kausalya of Ramayana. This is Kausalya. Kausalya is the name of a prince. That Kausalya, female, this is the name of a prince. So Rajaputraha, so Mama Upetya, referring to himself, Mama Upetya, came. What did he do? Because Bharadvaja has sufficiently learned the Shastra. From the Gurukula Vasam, he has already learned and he was also already popular. So the prince wanted to know something and approached Bharadvaja. Mama Upetya, Yetam Prashnam Aprichata. He asked me the following question. Shodasakalam Bharadvaja Purusham Vetha. I would like to know about the Shodasakalas Purushaha. The Shodasakala Purushaha. This is the subject. Unfortunately, Bharadvaja did not know the answer for this. So, and it is very, very difficult to say, I don't know, because he is a very popular person. So, he doesn't want to say, I don't know. Then what we generally do, we will give some kind of an answer. But Bharadvaja did not do that. Through that, he reveals the importance of a value also as a spiritual seeker. One has to be honest. That also he tells here. So, Purusham Vetha. This was the question to Bharadvaja. Tam aham kumaram abruvan. To that prince, I gave this following reply. Nahamimam veda. Very simple. I don't know. Shodasakala purushaha. I don't know. I simply said, I don't know. And then naturally, the prince would have been surprised because he thought Bharadvaja is a great scholar. So you have been in the Gurukulam for so long. And how can you say, I don't know? Perhaps you know, and you don't want to tell me because I am a Kshatriya. This is another problem. Because prince is a Kshatriya, this prince expressed some surprise. It is not said in the mantra that we have to supply. The commentator supply. And then Father Bharadvaja says, really, honestly, I mean, I don't know. It is not that I am hiding my knowledge. It is not that I have reservations in imparting that knowledge also to you. But the truth is, I do not know, period.
If I know, I would have certainly told you. Yadi aham imam avedisham. If I had known shodashakara purushaha, katam te na avekshyam. How can I not tell you? You are Raja's son. And I don't want to tell untruth. Because according to scriptures, untruth will destroy a person along with family. He has read Shastras. Therefore, for every human being, and especially for a spiritual seeker, truth is very important. Without truth, he will destroy himself spiritually. And that is what I said here. Samulava. Mula means along with family, the source. So along with the roots, yesha parisushyati. A person's life, the family will dry up. It will die like a tree without water. That is the idea. So yeshaha parisushyati. Yaha anrutam abhivadati. Who tells untruth? Yaha asatyam vadati. He will destroy his family. And Bharadvaja says that I know this very much. Therefore, I don't want to tell a lie. So what I said to him, I don't know. So when we read the value of Satyam, we should remember the complementary Upanishad, namely the Mundaka Upanishad, which is just finished, which we, you know, so many parallels are given here. The word Aksharam, that word comes here. Para and Apara, all of them. And in Mundaka also, in the last chapter, the value of Satyam is highlighted. In one of the mantras, the most famous line comes, which has been adopted also by the Indian government as the government's motto, Satyameva Jayate Nanritam, Anritam. So, from Mundaka Upanishad, this is the explanation. Prashna is the Vyakhyana for the Mundaka Vakyam. So, Mundaka is the Samhita Upanishad. Prashna Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad. We already seen all that also, which is a commentary on the Samhita Upanishad, namely Mundaka Upanishad. So, Yaha Anritam Abhivadati. Therefore, I want to say, I do not know. Then what can the prince do? He cannot do anything. So, he did not want to talk anything else also. Saha, tushnim, ratam, aruhya. So, he quietly, he got onto his chariot. And pravraja, he left Bharadvaja's residence. And ever since the prince asked this question, he had, Bharadvaja had the bug in his heart. Because he doesn't know something. Therefore, he has been itching to know how to get that answer. Now that opportunity has come. Therefore, Bharadvaja says, Tham Tva Prichami. Tham means Shodashakalam Purusham. The Shodashakala Purusha. We will see what Shodashakala Purusha later. I am asking you, please teach me. Kvasa Purushaha Iti. So, who is that Shodashakala Purusha? First question is, we have to supply ka saha. Second question is, kwa saha. So, what is he? Where is he? Or who is he? So, he means what? Shodashakala Purushaha. So, the entire sixth chapter is the study of the Shodashakala Purushaha. That we will see now. Mantra 2. Tasmai saho vacha ihaivanta sharire somya. Sa purusho yasmin netaha shodasakala prabhavantiti. So, first let us see the development of the teaching first. How the teacher is going to develop it. With the background, then we shall be able to enter the mantra and understand it clearly. The word shodasakala finally means the entire universe. The universe, the prapancha, the jagat. And the entire universe is called Shodasakala because in the Shastras, the entire universe is divided into 16 parts. Shodasa means 16. Kala means part. So, Shodasakala means Shodasakalaha Esesaha Prapanchaha. Now, the Shishya doesn't ask only Shodasakala, but he also asks Shodasakala Purushaha. So, Purusha means the person. So, Shodasakalaha means the universe. Joining these two, what is the meaning we will get? The universal person, who is he and where is he? I would like to know the universal person. And once I say the universal person, which chapter of Bhagavad Gita we remember? The 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Otherwise, Vishwarupa Brahma. So, he wants to know Brahman appearing in the form of the universe. But Brahman in the form of the universe can be understood only if some previous preparatory teaching is given.
Vishwarupa Ishwara can never be taught unless the student is prepared with the previous teaching. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, it is in the 11th chapter. But Lord Krishna prepares for that in chapter 7, 9 and 10. 8th chapter is a digression with Kramamukti topic. And what is the preparatory teaching? Jagat Rupam Brahma can be understood only if Jagat Karanam Brahma is talked about. Jagat Rupam Brahma can be understood only if Jagat Karanam Brahma is talked about. Without Jagat Karanam Brahma, Jagat Rupam Brahma can never be understood. So now we have to go through some explanation. What is Jagat Karanam Brahma? Brahman is the cause of the entire universe. From that, Jagat Rupam Brahma can be easily understood. That's what we said. How? If only we remember a particular law. And what is that law? Karanam alone appears in the form of karyam, product. Cause alone appears in the form of varieties of products. Gold, the cause alone appears in the form of varieties of ornaments. Wood alone appears in the form of varieties of furniture. Clay alone appears in the form of varieties of earthenware parts and all. So, Karanam alone appears in the form of Karyam. Brahman is Karanam, Jagat is Karyam. Therefore, Karanam Brahma alone appears in the form of Karyam Jagat, the world. Therefore, the world is named as Jagat Rupam Brahma, Brahman in the form of the universe. What is another word? Vishwarupam Brahma. So, Brahman can be in the form of universe only if Brahman is Karanam. Without that, it can never be universe. Therefore, Jagat Rupam Brahma can be understood only if Jagat Karanam Brahma can be talked about. So, what is Pipalada's first project now? Teach Jagat Karanam Brahma. Then he can say, therefore Brahman is in the form of Jagat. And how to teach Jagat Karanam Brahma? By pointing out, these are all things which you have already seen in several other contexts. I am just only summarizing here for the sake of continuation of the discussion. So, how to teach Jagat Karanam Brahma? By pointing out that the world is born out of Brahman. It is sustained by Brahman. And finally, it goes back to Brahman itself. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayante visam visanti. In Bhrigavalli, Taittiriya Upanishad. Once Pipalada says world comes out of Brahman, here we won't use the word Brahman. Instead, we will use the word Purusha because that's what Upanishad uses. So instead of Brahman, we will use the word Purusha. So from Purusha, the world arises. In Purusha, it rests. And into Purusha, the world goes. Therefore, Purusha is Karanam. Therefore, Purusha alone appears in the form of Jagat, the universe. Therefore, this Jagat Rupa Purusha, and therefore Srishti Prakaranam is going to come now. We have to talk about Srishti, creation. So, we will enter into that first. So, Saha Tasmai Ha Uvacha. Saha means that Guru Pipaladaha. Tasmai Sishyaya Bharadvajaya Uvacha. He told, but he said to him, Iheva Antasharire. We will skip that now for the time being. After Somya, we will see first, and then we will go to this particular sentence later. Somya means, oh dear student, Saha Shodasakala Purushaha Yasmin Yeta Shodasakalaha Prabhavanti. In him alone, the entire universe of 16 portions, 16 parts originate. And if the entire universe should originate out of the Purusha, he must be what? He must be Karanam Brahma. He should be the cause. That Yasmin Yetaha, that reveals Brahma Purusha, is Jagat Karanam. Yasmin Yetaha. That is his first message. Purushaha Jagat Karanam. Because from him alone, the entire universe of 16 portions or 16 parts have come. The universe, the Upanishad itself will tell later what are the 16 portions. So, Shodasakalaha, the 16 parts of the universe, Prabhavanti. Therefore, who is Purushaha was the first question. The answer is Jagat Karanam Purushaha. That is the answer. The cause of the entire universe. Now, what was the second question? Where is that Purushaha? Where is he? Then naturally we will think, Jagat Karana, when we say, he must be certainly somewhere beyond the clouds. People are that puts a bombshell. Ihaiva asmin sharire. He has put the foundation for Mahavakyam already, the teacher. In this very body, that Jagat Karanam Purusha is there. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyomanna. So, that all this Akas, Tasmadvaye Tasmadatmana Akasasambhutaha. Very important mantra, Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen that. So, that Karanam Brahma is here itself. This is logically also true because Karanam must be pervading all karyams, the products, every product. Karanam is there as its very essence, and therefore body is a product, mind is a product. So within this product called the Shariram also, Karanam Brahma must be there. Therefore, Ihaiva Antaha, within every one of us, Sharire in the body. And the details are not given here. We have to note, in the body there is the mind, and in the mind there are thoughts, and even though we are aware of it, because of the consciousness principle, that change in us, ekaha, saraha, nityaha, satyaha, chaitanyam. All these terms I am just using very, very liberally, because we have already saw all this late earlier in several occasions. So this one, that chaitanyam is aware of all the events in the mind, that changeless consciousness. Is Jagat Karana Purushaha, Saha Purushaha, Shodasakala Purushaha Vartate. That we have to supply. Mantra 6.3. Saikshan Chakrem Kasminnaham Utkranta Utkrantoba Vishyami Kasminva Pratishtite Pratishtasyamiti. So when we say Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, then we may have a doubt. Because whenever we say Karanam, from which all products come, all the examples we give, so many examples we have been giving, they are all Anitya examples. We give clay as the cause of all the other parts, gold for ornaments and all that. So all the examples that we give are only material examples. Therefore, we will extend this principle, and what will be our ultimate cause? The cause also must be what? Must be Jadam only, inert matter. Or inert energy must be the Karanam. So this is how the scientists, they proceed. But Pippalada wants to reveal that Brahman, the Karanam, is not Achetana Tattvam, but Achetana Tattvam. That is why we give the example of the dream world. So the dream world is born out of the waker, arises out of the waker, rests in the waker, and resolves in the waker only. And waker is Chetanam. Therefore, we give the dream example to remove this confusion. But most of the examples we give are achetanam only, non-sentient. Therefore, one may conclude that Brahman is achetanam or jadam. So, how to remove this misconception? The Upanishad uses a method that Brahman visualized the creation. There is a method the Upanishad uses. It says, Brahman visualized the creation before creating. So the Upanishad introduced visualization as the precondition before Srishti, before creation. And visualized to create the world. And what type of visualization? To create a world according to the law of creation. Because according to scriptures, creation is not a random event. These are all very, very revealing facts in Vedanta, not in science. According to scriptures, creation is not a random event. It is not a chance event. Visualization indicates creation is a process which has happened according to the law of creation. Therefore, Brahman's visualization, when we say, it conveys two important things. Number one, the universe is not a chance. So the world evolves according to the law of karma. This is the difference between scientific evolution theory and the Vedantic theory. So we also talk about the evolution of the world, Akasha, Vayu, Agni. Scientists also talk about it. But we introduce the law of karma and the scientists don't. For them it is a chance. For us it is
planned, it is designed. And the second important message is, by visualization is, Brahman is not achetanam. Because visualization can be done only by a chetana tattvam. A sentient being alone can visualize. We can't say gold visualize the ornaments. We cannot say clay visualize the parts. Should I become a bangle or chain? Did the gold think? No, it is inert. Whereas Brahman is chetanam. To convey that, the topic of visualization comes here. But when we say visualization, let us not think Brahman was sitting in the clouds and keeping the hand on the head and all that thing, thinking so deeply because it is creation, how to do it, all that. Brahman doesn't have all these hands, legs, brain and all those things because creation itself has to come yet. Time, space, they have not come yet. Creation has not happened yet. So let us not imagine all this conventional visualization. Visualization means two messages. A, Brahman is Chetanam. B, creation evolves according to the law of karma. Once we get these two messages, then let us forget all the imagination of Bhagavan sitting in Shirabdi, Seshatalpam, Lakshmi Devi seated by his side, all that thing let us forget. They are all Puranic stories. So Brahman is Chetanam, creation is lawful according to the law of karma. So Saha, Ikshan Chakre, not it went into chakra. No, chakra means he did the visualization here. It's not in a chakra. It went into the visualization. So Kamayata Bhakusyam Praja Yeti. Again, Taittiriya Upanishad. This is visualization. Then the Upanishad brings another important message also. Prashna Upanishad is set has lot of unique messages which we don't find in other Upanishads. So the Lord wanted to Brahman, Lord Brahman, Bhagavan wanted to create this entire universe. Now the universe has got several portions. But in the entire material universe, which part is the most important part? That is the question. The Upanishad says, Prana Tattvam is the most important component of creation. Why? Because only in Prana, Brahman can descend and become a living being. Without Prana Tattvam, Pratibhimba Chaitanyam is not possible. Prana is the most important fundamental component of Sukshma Shariram. Again, care of Tattva Bodha. Please refer to Tattva Bodha off and on. Sukshma Shariram is very, very important. In Sukshma Shariram also, prana alone evolves first. We already saw this discussion earlier. That is why a baby is alive in the womb of the mother. That means what? It has prana. The baby develops the mind and other sense organs much later. But before their arrival, the fetus must be alive. So that liveliness of the fetus depends on prana. And any living being is a living being only if prana is there. Even if a person goes to coma, mind is not functioning, doesn't matter. As long as the vital organs are there, indicating what? Prana is functioning. That person is alive. Therefore, prana tattvam, the life principle alone, is the medium for Brahman to come down as jiva. That is why every living being is called a prani. Why can't we call him a mani? He has mind. We would call him a mani. So, prani, prana, asya, asti, iti, pranaha. So, this we saw actually in the second chapter of Prashna Upanishad itself. We went through this discussion once earlier. So, more important than mind is prana. That is why prana is given two titles, Jeshtaha and Shreshtaha. Jeshtaha means the eldest one to be recognized in the fetus of a baby. Therefore, only the parents are anxious until the child develops all the organs. Till such time there is a lot of tension. Ears should work properly, above all the brain should work properly. All this evolves gradually only. But the child is alive, indicating prana is there. Not only it is the eldest, it is Shreshtaha also, the most important. Because minus prana, no organ can function. Only if prana is there in the world, Brahman can come down as Ishva, as Jiva. Tat Srishtva, Tadeva, Nupravishate. Again, Taittiriya Upanishad. And only if Brahman comes down as Jiva, then alone the creation becomes a meaningful creation. Imagine, wonderful sunrise is there, sunrises is there, all those things are there, but there is nobody to appreciate any of them.
world becomes useless unless there is a living being using it. Remember, the inert universe is meaningful because of living beings only. They are sentient because of prana. So Brahman decided to create prana tattva prominently. And that is what is said here in the mantra. Kasminnu utkrante utkranto bhavishyami. What is that tattvam in whose absence, in whose presence I will continue as a living being? Brahman thinks, it is all story. Brahman thinks, in what is that tattvam in whose presence I will continue as a living being? And in whose absence I will not survive as a living being? So Brahman scratched his head and found the answer, prana. So, kasminnu utkrante utkranto bhavishyami. Kasmin pratishtite pratishtasyami. In whose presence one is living and in whose absence one is dead. What is that principle the Brahman thought? And he got the answer, it is not given here that we have to supply. It is prana. Therefore, he created prana tattva, the possibility of life. So after Big Bang, life was not there for so many millions of years. Much later only, from the soup of matter, galaxies, planets, they all came. And one planet like Earth became conducive for living beings much, much later. But possibility of life in the form of prana, the Lord created first. And that is prana srishti, which will be said in the next mantra that we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.